Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of December 2017. Supreme Court has issued notices and a petition challenging the powers of police to arbitrarily curb protests in the heart of Delhi by imposing Section 144, arguing that it was in violation of a citizen's right to protest. Supreme Court has asked if the CBI officers did not bother to even check the nameplate before they tried to raid the house of Orissa High Court Judge Siyadash by mistake. Supreme Court has directed the Special Investigation Team, SIT, constituted under the Apex Court's order dated the 23rd of January to probe the prima facie involvement of former CBI Director Ranjit Sinha in the coal block allocation scam, to submit its status report to the court within 4 weeks. Supreme Court has held that the manufacturers who paid excise duty in terms with the Exemption Notification No. 20 of 2007X can claim refund of education cess and higher education cess as there was no liability to pay duty. U.S. Supreme Court has allowed President Donald Trump's travel ban to take full effect pending appeal for people coming from 6 Muslim-majority countries. Bombay High Court has restrained Reliance Infrastructure-led Mumbai Metro 1 Private Limited, MMOPL, from hiking the fares on the Mumbai Metro's Versova-Ghatkopar route. Bombay High Court has upheld the government's order directing the merger of the erstwhile Financial Technologies, India, Limited, FTIL, and its subsidiary, National Spot Exchange, NSEL. Madras High Court has upheld trial court orders allowing prosecution to draw voice sample of the accused persons for comparison with that of the questionable voice recorded in the course of intercepted telephonic conversation between the accused. Delhi State Consumer Commission had held that consumer courts are not meant for enriching the consumers.